Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, and welcome to Friday Traffic Jams with your girl Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. I'm so glad that you're joining us today, whether it's around the world in the chat room, which is open, or you're more than welcome to call in on the phone. We appreciate it, and we thank you for joining and supporting the show. Now, each week there'll be featured music or an artist to enjoy, so we try to give a broad selection of music. But I just want to say this week, because it's Good Friday today and also the full moon is tomorrow, I decided tonight to do a gospel show. So to be a little different, we're just going to do the whole hour for listening to gospel, good gospel music. Let's see, what else? This show is brought to you by the Essence of Success Radio Network. There are weekly shows Sunday through Friday. Please check the schedule on our website, www.theessenceofsuccess.net. It is no longer .com, it's .net. And I will be changing that shortly, too. Or you can go to facebook.com, The Essence of Success Network. So if you have any questions or music you'd like to hear played, you know, contact us at the website or either on Facebook, and me or Nina One will get back to you. So as I said earlier, I decided to dedicate tonight's show, because it's Good Friday, to gospel music. And just to give you a few of the featured guests, we've got Kirk Franklin, Mississippi Mass Choir, Mary Mary, Miss Shirley Caesar. Hello, you know you can't have a gospel show without Miss Shirley Caesar. And Aretha Franklin Hirsch. Don't even start. Yes, indeedy. So, without further ado, and I'm going to get it started because I am excited about this show tonight, the gospel music I picked out. So the first song is Near the Cross, and this is by Mississippi Mass Choir.
One of these Mississippi songs.
There.
got you now is good to know Jesus, huh? All right. Know Jesus by Mississippi Mass Choir, and the one before that was Near the Cross by Mississippi Mass Choir. Coming at you now is Kirk Franklin and his crew.
For those
doing
of you that
God's
think that gospel
property.
Music has gone too far, you think we've gotten too radical with our message. Well, I got news for you. You ain't heard nothing yet. And if you don't know, now you know. Glory, glory! Woo! You better put them hands together. And act like you know up in here. Chief Pete! Hands together. armed against me shall prosper. I'm more than a conqueror. Can I get a witness up in here?
Kirk Franklin with God's Property. Coming at you now is Mary Mary, and I cried my last tear yesterday. Yes, Lord.
make it better, no way. See, I decided that I cried my last tear yesterday. Yeah. Hey, yeah, yeah. Yesterday.
My goodness, I get caught up in that one. Okay, coming at you now is the real party. This was dedicated to Mr.
Somebody
Trayvon.
Somebody else been hit and I need to break through. And you came here looking, expecting for something to happen for you. Well, I came to let you know that.
listening to Friday Traffic Jams with your girl Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. Again, welcome around the world or in the chat room or on the phone. Today is Good Friday because, you know, Sunday is Easter. So instead of the normal, jazz or blues, rock and roll that I play, I've dedicated tonight's show to just gospel music. That it's Good Friday. So far we've listened to Kirk Franklin, Mississippi Mass Choir, and Mary Mary. And now coming to you, the First Lady of Gospel, who else? Miss Shirley Caesar, and you're in line for a miracle. Yes, you are.
Here tonight from Mount Calvary. I walked over to her. I said, God said he's going to heal you. She had not walked in over 10 years. She got up and walked across the front of the church.
My friend, hold my hand.
And that was Patti LaBelle singing What a Friend I Have, Friends, with Shirley Caesar. And before that, with Shirley Caesar singing You're in Line for a Miracle. Now, coming at you now is Shirley Caesar singing Hold My Mule. Huh? Woo, y'all gonna get to shouting up in here.
I just want to take time to tell you a story about a man called Shaolin Jung. Jung joined a dead church. They didn't believe in shouting. They didn't believe in dancing and speaking in tongues. But when they opened the doors of the church, John joined that church. And when John joined that church, he came in dancing. Everybody got disturbed. Because John was dancing all around the church. The deacons ran, sat him down, he jumped back up. They tried to hold his legs, his hands were going. When they turned their hands loose, the feet were going. It's just a light fire. It's just a light fire. Shut up in the bones. Well, they did everything they could to stop old John from shouting. And when they couldn't finally stop him, they made up in their mind, we've got to go out to John's house, y'all. But something is wrong with him. Doesn't he know? We don't act like that in our church. Doesn't John know? We've got dignitaries in our church. We're going. We're going to John's house. Well, when they got out there, they found this old 86-year-old man. Him and an old beat-up mule plowing. Plowing in the field. They drove up out of the deacons. They got out of their fine cars. They walked over to John. John looked around at their whole mule. Walked over to him and said, Brother, I know why you've come out here. You've come out here to tell me that I praise the Lord too much. You've come out here to tell me that I dance too much. One of the deacons told him, if you don't stop shouting, if you don't stop dancing, we're going to put you out of our church. Somebody say yeah. Say yeah. Wave your hand and say it for your head. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. John said to them, well, put me out. I can't hold my peace. Did you see all of that land you just drove up on? He said, God gave me all that land. But you don't want me to dance in your church. Said, look at my sons and daughters. Said, God gave me all of my children. Not one time have I been to the courthouse. Not one time have I been to the cemetery. But you don't want me to dance in your church. Then he said, look at me. I'm 86 years old. I'm still able to walk down behind that old mule. I'm still able to harvest my own crop. But you don't want me to dance in your church. Listen, Brother Deacons, if I can't shout in your church, hold my mule. I'm going to shout right here. Thank you. feel right now. I feel like old Shawn John. I know we got some dignified folks in here, but I come to tell you, I feel like praising, praising him. She was fixing supper, and he handed a piece of paper that he had been writing on. And after wiping her hands on her apron, she took the letter in her hands and she read it. And this is what it said: "For mowing the yard, $5. And for making up my own bed this week, $1. For going to the store, 50 cents. And playing with little brother while you went shopping, 25 cents. Taking out the trash, $1. And for getting a good report card, $5. And for raking the yard, $2. Total owed, $14.75.
Well, she looked at him standing there expecting, and a thousand memories began to flash through her mind. So she picked up the pen and she turned the letter over. This is what she wrote to that little boy.
For the 9 months I carried you, growing inside me, no charm. For the night I sat up with you, thunder, you prayed for you, no charm. For the time and the tears and the calm through the years, there is no charm. When you add it all up, the real cost of my love is no charm. For the night's filled with dread and the worries ahead, no charm. For advice and the knowledge and the cost of your college, no charm. There's no charge, my son. When you add it all up, the real cost of my love is no charge.
After that, Mom finished talking to the little boy. He looked up at her with great big old tears in his eyes, and he said, Mama, I sure do love you. And then he reached out and he got the letter and he turned it over and he wrote in great big words, paid in full.
When you add it all up, the real cost of my love is no charge.
Ain't that beautiful? Absolutely beautiful. Okay, coming at you now is Mr. Moses Tyson playing Just a Closer Walk with Thee.
Thank you.
want you now, Oh Happy Day by Moses.
Thank you.
been listening to Friday Traffic Jams with your girl Linus here on Good Friday at the Essence of Success Radio Network. Well, I'm going to end the show because you can't have a gospel show, you just can't, without Aretha Franklin singing Amazing Grace. So that's how I'm going to end the show tonight. And thank you, everybody, from around the world in the chat room and on the phone for joining me for this Good Friday show. It's before Easter on Sunday. Isn't that something this year? Easter is on the 1st of April, which is also April Fool's Day, which is also the full moon starting tomorrow. So it ought to be an interesting time in the neighborhood, huh? But thank you again, everybody, for joining me. And I'm going to let Aretha Franklin take us out with Amazing Grace.
And that same old grave, they call it God's amazing. Oh, amazing. Amazing grace.
I didn't get it in earlier, but I want to say happy birthday to Barbara Shelvis Dubiel. Barbara, I hope you're having a wonderful birthday today. Happy birthday to my play brother, Jerome Lewis. Happy birthday to Jenny Fiegra. Happy birthday to Monzel, Lamar Lewis, Steve Levinsky. Happy birthday to Debbie Journey, George Nichols, And who else? Did I miss anybody? Happy birthday to Donna Marie, Tina Orwell, Andrea Sandler. Happy birthday to you. And to my god sister, Margaret Torres, and Mr. Greg Smith. Happy, happy birthday. I hope that you all have a wonderful, wonderful Easter. And let me take this time right now to say happy Easter to everybody around the world, in the chat room, on the phone. I hope you enjoy tomorrow and have just a wonderful, I mean, not tomorrow, but Sunday, excuse me, have a wonderful time with your family or friends, you know. Just have a real good time and be thankful. Forgive yourself, love yourself, and be thankful to the highest good. And remember, if no one's told you they love you today, well, I do. All right, y'all. Have a happy Easter and be safe out there.